Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast, where I talk about movies and TV shows and everything that belongs to it. Today is speaking Miss Omari and I'm here with two new guests. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, here's Yvonne and I'm really happy to be here.
And hi, I'm Zoraya and I'm also happy to be here.
Nice to meet you. I'm excited to speak with you. So today's topic is the movie Star Legend. This movie caused a lot of discussion among fans and we are here today to discuss some questions. To begin with, can you give us a brief overview of the movie Divergent and its central premise?
Divergent is a science fiction film based on the popular books series by Veronica Roth. It is set in a dystopian society where people are divided into fractions based on their dominant personality traits. The story follows Triss, a young woman who discovers who she is. She finds out that she's divergent, meaning she possesses multiple dominant traits, making her a threat to the structured society.
And what elements of the movie make it stand out in the dystopian genre?
So to explain what dystopian elements this movie has, I will describe the story world. The story takes place in a futuristic world and as you said, the society is divided into five factions. This distribution is based on personality traits. The abnegations are selfless, the amateurs are peaceful, the candles are honest, the dauntless are brave, and the erudites are intelligent. In this futuristic Chicago, there's a choosing ceremony. At the age of 16, all the teenagers must choose a faction they will belong to for the rest of their lives. They take an aptitude test to know which faction they are best suited for. Once they choose a faction, they must undergo an initiation process to become full members of the faction.
Okay, as I understand, there are also people who are divergent, which means they have an aptitude for multiple factions. This makes them a threat of the faction systems because they cannot be easily controlled or manipulated. Politically, there is a tension between the factions.
All in all, I would say this world is full of oppression, exclusion and lies. A structured society.
So, you talked already about the protagonist Triss. Can you say more about her and how her role is in this movie?
Triss was born into the Abnegation Fraction, but later chooses to join the Dauntless Fraction. As a divergent, throughout the movie, Triss fights against the oppressive and restrictive society she lives in and works to uncover the truth about fraction systems.
As I remember, the movie has a strong female protagonist in Triss. How does her character break stereotypes commonly found in the action genre?
I would say that Triss is a refreshing character. She is determined, courageous, woman who evolves throughout the story. Instead of relying on others to save her, Triss takes charge of her own destiny, showcasing strength, intelligence.
Okay, Divergence sparked a lot of discussion among fans. What were some of the most talked about aspects or scenes in the movie?
Fans often discuss the chemistry between Triss and her love interest Four, as well as the intense action sequences and the climactic final. The movie's ending, which is different from the book's conclusion, also generated a lot of debate and speculation.
Mm-hmm. And while we're on the topic, what do you think about the relationship between Four and Triss?
I really like the relationship between Four and Triss.
Really? I hate this relationship because the relationship distracts from some dystopian elements, for example the action elements. Although Four is a great character, it is like he fights for his love to Triss and not for the rights of the humans.
Nah, I don't agree. I think that their relationship is strengthened by the fact that they are both sharing the same fate. They are both divergent, which is why it makes sense that they end up fighting against the system together, along with others. That makes their relationship an important and key aspect of this movie.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, I see your point. I never saw it from this perspective.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. To be honest, I don't either. But anyway, you also talked about the different ending between the book and in the film adaptation. What do you think of it?
So, I don't see a big issue. There are many reasons why movies or film adaptation are not like the original.
The director may want to make change to the story to make it more visually interesting or to fit a particular vision.
different target audience.
Maybe the book may have too much content to fit in the movie.
There are many four redemptions that are not like the originals. Despite this, we would still consider them as successful.
Okay, I'd like to know if there are any side characters that are outstanding.
Yes, there actually are some characters. One of them is Christina. Christina is Triss's best friend. They met on the day of the choosing ceremony after they both decided to join the Dauntless. She is a very good and loyal friend. Also, Will is a good friend of Triss. They met through Christina. He's a very intelligent and resourceful guy.
Okay, cool. Are there some more?
Of course, Caleb is Triss's older brother, who initially chooses to join the erudite faction. He is portrayed as intelligent and reserved, but faces moral dilemmas as the story progresses. Caleb's choice and actions have far-reaching consequences for the main characters.
Veronica Roth is an amazing author. Do you think the names that she gave their characters have a special meaning?
Actually, yes. It's even explained in the first movie with Four. Tobias Eaton chose the name Four to illustrate all of his four fears. His fears are heights, claustrophobia, his father, and losing control. This is what you could see in the landscape simulation.
Yeah, and Triss is a short form for Beatrice, the main character of the series. Her name holds significance as it means voyager. Or traveler. This reflects this Triss' journey for self-discovery, exploration, and her ability to navigate the challenges and dangers she encounters.
The name Christina is derived from the Latin word Christianos, which means follower of Christ or belongings to Christ.
While the religious connotation may not directly apply to her character, Christina is known for her loyalty, kindness, and her steadfast friendship with Triss.
Okay, very nice. And the last question is, which part is your favorite?
So my favorite part was the introduction of the Dauntless Ones. So although the movie is a dystopian movie and it has so many dystopian aspects in it, I really liked the introduction and how brave they looked, and it feels like I wanted to be a part of them.
And my favorite part was when Triss and Four fought against each other because he got manipulated, and then they fought against Jeanine together.
So overall, I would say that Divergent is a good film with well-rounded characters. I would definitely recommend the movie to anyone who is interested in romance, action, dystopian worlds, and similar themes.
That was very interesting. Okay, thank you guys for the interview.
Thank you, nice to have you here.
For anyone who is interested in another podcast episode, I upload every Monday in this channel another episode.
Period!
Bye-bye.